What's this? Are you finally awake, human? I didn't think you'd be out for so long. I guess that trap I set up really did work as well. Oh, don't play dumb with me. I've noticed some things gone missing. My camp always missing some food. My supplies randomly disappearing whenever I go out, going into a dungeon or cave. And I just thought I'd set up a trap for safe measures. And it seems like I caught something quite nice. Don't play dumb with me. I know what you've been doing. Why are you looking at me like that? Like I'm some monster. And you're surprised. Yeah, I do speak well. Not that it's any of your business. But since you're here, why not give you a little rundown of who I am? My name is Alara. Yes, a human name. I was adopted. Well, I guess more so found by a family of merchants on their way traveling to and from the capital. As you know, my species are quite competitive and territorial. I was born into a family that I can't even remember much of. But my parents gave me everything. Gave me the love that I never quite got as an orc. It's different. There is so much that I hadn't seen in this world. But they gave it to me. They were everything to me. You're not sleeping, are you? Look, it's the least you can do for snooping around and taking my supplies as you see fit. So you're going to sit right there and listen. Understand? Good. You don't have a choice. As I was saying, one day, word got out about a family of merchants raising an orc child. And little did I know for what was to come. My entire village, my home, was burned to the ground, pillaged by some unsavory orcs that didn't like what I was doing with them. Then again, I had nowhere to go. So here I am now. Been traveling all my life. Getting weird looks by humans. Actually, I haven't seen a human in so long. Usually they're too scared of me. I tower even over the biggest man, some might say. And you definitely are a lot smaller than the average. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Even the smallest of creatures can conquer so many. But that's enough of that. I don't want you to get any more rest than you already got. But now that I think about it, what am I supposed to do with you? I don't really know. I could use you as bait. Maybe draw out some other predators. Or maybe I just leave you here. Tie you to a tree. And let nature do as they please. Or maybe I take you back to the capital. Give you to the guards. Who knows what your fate holds. Or maybe, since you've been eating all my food, maybe I can get something to eat. I can. I don't eat humans. I haven't grown a taste for it since I'm not around any orcs. But who knows? Things can change. Can you? Oh. What? You've never been this close to an orc before? Well, why don't we change that then? Since who knows what I have in store for you? I could just end it all right now. Put you out of your puny little misery. Now, how's that for close? Since you've never been this close to an orc before, huh? You know, you don't smell half bad for a human. Every human I've come across, including my family, has a very distinct smell. Most I've grown and hate towards someone who isn't my family. But you, for some reason, are quite different. I wonder why that is. I wonder why. Why do you taste so good? Is this what other orcs talk about? Will you stop moving around? Stop squirming. Just calm down. Look. I need something other than leaves and berries. Not to mention you ate all my other supplies that were supposed to keep me happy. I bet you didn't know that us orcs have quite a big appetite. And when that source is gone, I can get pretty desperate. But for you, I think I'll savor this taste just a bit longer. I promise if you stop squirming, I won't eat you right now. I just want to get a taste. Just imagine those sweet treats that a lot of younglings enjoy. I promise I won't be too rough with you. I just need something else to satiate my growing hunger right now. So stay still. You understand? Good. Why do you have to be so tasty? You smell so nice. I can't quite explain it. Do too much. I won't be able to taste this any longer. So consider yourself lucky. By now, you would be right over this fire. Roasting. But for now, I'll continue to savor this taste of yours. And who knows, if you behave yourself even more, I'll reconsider your fate. Be embarrassed. I think this is a far better fate than what you could have had. I think anyone seeing you in this forest with me is the least of your concerns. Oh. I don't want to hurt you. If I wanted to, I could have done so easily. Your head is so small. I find it cute in a way. But you see, we can both benefit from this, don't you think? You can't really hide what you enjoy. You know, I've heard lots about humans. I've learned quite a bit. You know what I'm talking about. I can visibly see what you're trying so hard to turn away from. I can assure you these rooms are as tight as they can be. But I heard humans provide extra protein elsewhere. Kind of like a cow. If you say, maybe this can fulfill my hunger. What do you say? I knew you couldn't turn that down. Doing this to another human's other senses can get them so stimulated. Now come here.
With something so big. Give your protein to me, human. Oh. I'm surprised how quick it happened. I guess you must have really enjoyed that. But I'm only satisfied with how quick that was. That just means I can do it multiple times to you. Perhaps I can keep you around a little while longer. You can join me on my journey. I think we're gonna make a great team.